Hello there, everyone. This is Jonathan Katz coming at you from Santa Monica, California, here on KXFMradio.org and 104.7 FM in real life. Happy to be here to support the station for KX Takeover. What you just heard was a song called Breakthrough by the band Dirty Projectors off of their 2018 album. And the reason we started with that is because I discovered that they had a new album in February of 2020, even though the album came from 2018. And I wanted to structure my little set today to be all the songs I've been listening to and have discovered during COVID in the order that I discovered them. So coming up next, you're gonna get two from one of my favorite artists. His name is Matt Duncan, and he's got this really great, smooth voice and does really creative, low volume rock. So you're about to get two in a row from his 2015 album, and the first one is called Tell Me What I Know.
Tell you what I know. on my windowsill. Island of many hills. Deep as dark as midtown, still I like it. Hypnotic sound and light. Another public fight. Now cock your head, stage right, just like.
That was Night Job by Matt Duncan, in case you didn't hear him say it enough during that song. Those were the first two tracks off of his 2015 album called Free Music. I recommend it if you liked either of those to check out the rest. Again, this is Jonathan Katz in here doing my little hour for the KX Takeover. If you'd like to donate, you can call in 949-715-5936 to support independent radio. Also, if you want to talk to me, catch up on old times, say hi, whatever, that's the same number to get me at. You can also do kxfmradio.org. Next up, we've got a song I had never heard before from a band that I had never listened before, despite knowing the name, because the name is rather shocking. The name of the band is The New Pornographers, and this is a pretty catchy jam that I listen to a lot over and over again. It's called Falling Down the Stairs of Your Smile. if that bass line does not get stuck in your head, I don't know what will. Coming back at you, this is Jonathan Katz here, filling in for nobody. This is my hour of the KX Takeover. Again, if you want to donate, kxfmradio.org, and the phone number is 949-715-5936. So let's see, we did Dirty Projectors, we did Tell Me What I Know and Night Job by Matt Duncan, and those were really early COVID songs for me. The Matt Duncan album I listened to over and over again, pretty much maybe only that for the entire spring. Falling Down the Stairs of Your Smile started to come in a little bit more in the summer. So the songs you're going to hear after this will be the summer and then the fall. And then after that, when we got to about September, I discovered a band that has pretty much been the only thing I've listened to for the last 2 months. And then a little bit of a bonus for you. I've got a band. It's called The Late Nights. Me and two of my bestest friends, Mike Wizzuto and Tim Schaff, are playing this band with me. We all play together, I should say. And we're going to close out this set with a song from us, but I'm gonna make you wait for it because that's what they do, right? They put the coolest thing at the end. So after we listen to all this amazing music, we can follow it. I think that's gonna be fun. Coming up next is a song called Bambi by Hippocampus. Pretty groovy tune. We had to get a radio edit because there were a few bad words in here, but trust me, it's groovy.
Alteration, I'm not ready for that song.
Okay.
Please choose a different one.
Oh, I've heard from my producer that we're not quite ready for that song. So we will continue onward and then go backward because that's what we do in live radio. We make adjustments. So I was writing a song, working on something a few months ago, and my girlfriend thought that some of the little interesting chord changes I was doing in the song reminded her of something that she liked. So here comes a song called In the Waiting Line by 07.
Thank you.
enough to make me sick of it. But I can read between the lines. I want to run from everything, but my legs won't work, it's clear to me. I haven't been much myself, and I feel like my friends are being pulled through this hell of feeling. I think that I'm living, if you could call it living, so brash and unforgiving, ruled by the vibe I'm bringing, serving myself. I know it's never right. It's hard to see this time of night. Hard to know the reasons why I f***ed it up again. Still I breathe a sigh. It doesn't seem so lucky now, but maybe I can figure out why. I haven't been much myself, and I feel like my friends are being put through this hell. I think that I'm living, if you could call it living, so brash and unforgiving, ruled by the vibe I'm bringing, serving myself.
That was the radio edit of Bambi by Hippocampus, because we got everything together in time to play that song. Really, really groovy. That is one that I can really never listen to just once. I usually put it on again right away, because that line, that groove, that whatever is just so catchy, so much fun. Again, this is Jonathan Katz filling in for Nobody in the KX Takeover here. If you want to donate and support independent, live, human-crafted, multi-generational, always amazing radio, that's a lot of hyphens, it is kxfmradio.org. And if you'd like to call in, say hello, catch up on old times or new times, 949-715-5936. So during those songs, we actually got a phone call here. Unfortunately, it wasn't for me, but I wanted to reflect on a moment from early in my radio career when I was but a young scholar at Chapman University trying to break into the radio business via Chapman Radio. Thomas Carpenter and I had a show on Chapman Radio when Tyler was the president, and Tyler was excellent. We had these very college-y meetings at 10 p.m. on Wednesdays when everybody's free and awake to learn about the radio. And Tyler told us, when we get a phone call, we answer it while some music is playing so you can screen the call. And my show with Thomas was in the middle of the afternoon on Mondays, actually much like this show, and no one would ever really be listening. So one day we were doing a talk break and we just got a call, and I was like, well, this can only be someone listening. This has to be like a parent or a friend or something. And I answered the call very, very ungraciously. I was just like, hello, caller, or something like that. Like, I was telling him he won a sweepstakes or something. And this guy was a complete stranger, and he was just like, is Jim Dean there? It couldn't have been worse. It couldn't have been more embarrassing. And I don't even really remember the conversation. It was very short. I'm sure it's on record somewhere. But I was then used, is he there? No, whatever. And then he hung up. And this was live on the radio. And of course, I had proved Tyler's point that he was teaching us as to why we should never do that. And that clip was used as an example the next week in the Chapman radio meetings. And I am still made fun of this today, and rightly so. Blatant disregard for directions. But I will have to say that it was very funny. And nowadays, it's been 10 years, and it's just something that we love to look back on. So coming up next is a song by Grimes and one of my favorite songwriters, Jack Antonoff. This is a collaboration between them. I was acquainting myself with Grimes' music, and I came across one where she collaborated with someone that I also really like. So here comes Entropy.
Go ahead.
So that pretty much had all the hallmarks of Jack Antonoff there, which I love. Also, funny enough, we've got a phone call during this song, and apparently I've been instructed to take it live unless the call just dropped off. I'm getting some signals from the... Oh, yeah, unfortunately, the call has disappeared. Interesting. My producer seems to have changed his tune about what we should do about phone calls in the middle of shows, but life goes on, so be it. Wanted to give a shout out to my sister, Stephanie Katz. I love you very much. She's a wonderful, brilliant, hilarious woman that I am proud to be the older brother of. And also thank you to Michael Pizzuto for donating and subscribing. Again, this is Jonathan Katz, and apparently my new catchphrase is filling in for nobody here on KXFM. That's kxfmradio.org if you'd also like to donate and support independent radio. And you can also call in, like some people have, and maybe more people will, just to troll me, 949-715-5936. So here we are. We're about at the halfway point here of the show. We've heard some interesting, moderny, synthy stuff in some cases. We're gonna swing this over into a bit more of a classic sound and then a modern version of a classic sound. I promise I'm going to bring this back around. Right now, we're going to listen to a version of The Girl from Ipanema. Yes, another version of this song. It's by Oscar Peterson, who is one of the great jazz pianists of all time. And at about a minute in, well, first I should say, in a typical jazz tune song situation, they'll play through the actual melody once or twice, and then different instruments will take solos. After you've gotten to know what the melody is, you know how to depart from it. And after about a minute of the song, Oscar Peterson just goes, and you can hear the melody still in his little piano soloing, but it is masterful, it is virtuosic, it is incredible. I respect the heck out of this man, and I strive to play like him. Here comes Oscar Peterson's version of The Girl from Ipanema. Thank you. And isn't that just incredible? Every little note is so precise, so wonderful. I don't even care if it's improvised or scripted, probably a little bit of both. Just complete virtuosity. It's incredible. Right back here, this is Jonathan Katz, filling in for nobody. I like saying that. I'm not going to be able to say it anymore in about 21 minutes, so we're going to milk it for all it's worth. So there we go. That was Oscar Peterson's The Girl from Ipanema. And shout out to Bobby Rich of Arizona radio fame, who taught us that if you ever have a song stuck in your head, if you hum The Girl from Ipanema for a little while, it will cure you of that affliction. I have used this myself. Actually, I just used it the other night, because most nights I'm falling asleep, there's some music in my head that's keeping me awake. And sometimes I remember, oh, I'll just do The Girl from Ipanema, and then I doze right off. I wish it were that simple, but it does help, and I implore you to give it a shot. So the reason we did that jazz piece is because we are now going into the final section of this show, save for the last song, which will be a song from my band, because I discovered a band called Wolfpack this year and have gone completely obsessed with them. They're a bunch of guys around my age who put together basically, I don't know, it's not really a super group, but it is a super group. They're all incredible, virtuosic musicians, and they want to stylize themselves kind of like the Wrecking Crew and these other amazing studio bands from the 60s and 70s, bands that you've heard on the backing tracks of all these famous records, but you don't know any of their names. Their songs are groovy, they're fast, they're slow, they're funky, they're emotional, they're hilarious. And they are known for having perfect balance between all the instruments. It's really a joy to listen to. So we got a few Wolfpack songs coming up here. And the first one is pretty much one of their first songs, if not their first hit. The music video is absolutely adorable. I recommend you check it out at some time. This is Back Pocket by Wolfpack.
Put it in my pocket, in my back pocket, put it in my pocket, in my back pocket.
a beautiful thing. The breeze is blowing, rustling autumn leaves. But if those leaves are rustling underneath somebody else's feet, if it's not me you see, then how could that be a thing of beauty? I've been comfort in believing over time I'll come to see someday.
I'll tell you what a thing of beauty is, and it is that song. That song has got to be one of the best sad love songs, or maybe just love songs in general, of the last decade. It certainly is, in my opinion. Take a listen again later on and pay attention to the lyrics. I totally meant to front sell this one and let you know to listen into the lyrics. There's just beautiful metaphors like, the breeze is blowing, rustling autumn leaves, but if those leaves are rustling under someone else's feet, the imagery, man, that just moves me. That is real art right there. I love that one. Next coming up is a sidestep away from Wolfpack over to Theo Katzmann's solo stuff. He was a vocalist of the last song, and he also plays guitar and drums and a host of other stuff in Wolfpack. I wanted to play my favorite Theo Katzmann song, but there was no radio edit for that one. So that is one you can check out by yourself. It's called Best. But the one we have coming up here is a song called Plain Jane Heroine.
There's a stain upon the couch from where I tried to get you high. There's a bruise upon my leg again. I thought we were making love, but you were sticking it in my thigh. Now I can't feel my face again. I'm hooked on the Plain Jane heroin. I'm hooked on the Plain Jane heroin. I will never be the same without you, Jane, and your heroin. Yeah. Yeah, I was in control of it.
shoes upon my feet, and I can't keep a hold of it. No, no, I'm hooked on a plain Jane heroin. I'm hooked on a plain Jane heroin. I will never be the same without you, Jane. Sober and the days are all the same. The sun goes up and down again. But when I think about the way she felt inside my veins, I get bags under my eyes again. I'm hooked on the plane. On the plain Jane heroin. Yeah. I will never be the same without you, Jane.
Is it about drugs? Is it about love? Is it about both at once? It's up to you to decide, because that's art. But I love this song so, so much. Thanks again for listening. We've got one more for you. This has been Jonathan Katz filling in for nobody here at the KXFM Takeover. You can donate till the end of the week, or I forget exactly what the last day is, at least another week here. So that seems to be about right. KXFMradio.org/KXTakeover. You can also always call in, though time to talk to me is running out here pretty quickly. The number is 949-715-5936. So one more song for you, and it's an original song by my band, The Late Nights. Those guys are listening right now, so shout out to Michael and Tim. Thanks so much for listening. And shout out to everyone in Dallas. I know there's some people down there listening to us. Thanks for tuning in. And anybody everywhere who's listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all the text messages and things I've gotten during this. It's been a lot of fun. So coming up here is a song by us, and it is called Late Late Nights. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned for Cassidy coming up next. I've always wanted to be the guy on the radio telling people to stay tuned for the next one. I think that's cool. So again, this has been Jonathan. Thanks so much. Here's Late Late Nights by my band, The Late Nights.
How long have I been sitting here spewing to the bartender? My words are trading places with the whiskey in the glass. Streetlights are the spotlights, so the world can watch me tumble, while button down and little dress are kissing in the dark. I'll take my shoes to bed with me. At least I'll have about you. The late, late nights, writing songs about you.